Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for more trivia, and I'm just sitting here racking my brain. Who could we get to come in here and ask a trivia question?
No other person would be as so idiotic to get up at this hour and come in.
I got it. Freddie Kiger.
Yeah, you were right.
You're here.
I got nowhere else to be.
I got nowhere else to be.
I got nowhere to go, man. Nobody loves me.
Back to my rack monster.
Nobody cares. Oh, man, how's it going?
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Nobody knows but Freddie.
No. Hey, it's all good, man. Today we're doing presidential inaugurations.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Who was the first United States president to be inaugurated on January the 20th?
How in the world am I supposed to know that?
There's going to be some people here going to jump all over this like white on rice.
How in the world? Unless you're a history buff.
I went back to my history roots on this one.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at the date and I went,
You never know what's going to inspire him.
Yeah, and so I went with it.
Yeah.
Well, I ran with it.
Good for you, buddy.
Who was the first American president to be inaugurated on January the 20th?
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
I'll give you a hint. It was in the 20th century, and to change the date from March the 4th, which meant another couple of months, if you will, a month and a half,
right?
What would be a time that the nation needed someone to get into executive leadership quickly in the 20th century?
During war. Or a depression.
Exactly. So follow this. Who would be the first president?
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Your powers of deduction would rival Sherlock Holmes. It is FDR.
FDR.
FDR. Yeah. The year was 1937.
It's amazing. I'm smarter than I gave myself credit
for. There you go. FDR was also the last to be inaugurated on the old date, which, as I mentioned, was March the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
The 20th Amendment made the change, and it came because it was a response to the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Something had to be done. They couldn't wait around. Let's get somebody in here, and that's why it's January 20th, not March the 4th.
And he did a pretty good job, too, didn't he?
He did everything humanly possible, and he had a Congress that was willing to cooperate. We had that's what scares me to death.
What a novel idea that is.
That's what scares me, Ron.
Yeah.
We're going to have to. Are we going to have some national, international crises, some unbelievable, tragic event to make us once again realize that, hey, folks, we're all Americans, not just Democrats and Republicans and Tea Party and Independent and whatever.
I don't even know if they do it under those circumstances.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to think about that. How scary.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you got people who the whole goal is to make the president look bad. So, you know.
Or make the other party look bad.
It's never changed.
Folks, last time I checked, we're all Americans.
Yeah, I think so.
Can we have pledged statesmen or statespersons?
And do your damn job.
There you have it.